next case is variance from the minimum lot width requirement for a partial.
It's the one where they're trying to help some friends with a foreclosure?
Yeah.
Subdividing it?
Yep.
Is that 9769?
I think that's the one, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
This is one reason that we haven't allowed subdivision of, you know, the lot requirements just for, I mean, it's not, it's a help of a friend, but it's personal gain.
Well, if you look at your map, you see where it's sitting.
Didn't see, well, and, you know. There's nothing in close proximity that has even, you know, less frontage than the total parcel now as it is.
Gentlemen, is there any discussion? Any discussion? Mr. Burton?
There's a home on it now, right, on one of them?
Mm-hmm.
There's a home.
Yeah. Everyone helped out, the people out here, they're going in back, they're fault-finding, they're going to buy a part, we're just trying to help them out with, that was the reason being, but we've not done any before.
I can't see going it.
Mr. Hudson, any further questions? Mills?
Yep.
Okay, there's no other discussion, or everybody's ready for a vote. I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion to deny case number 9,769 as it doesn't meet the requirements for granting a variance.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 9,769 for the reasons being that it does not meet the standards for granting of a variance. All those in favor of the motion, can use a voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is denied. Case number